South Dakota energy consumers could see a reduction in utility rates as a result of the new federal tax law. President Donald Trump signed the tax bill into law on Friday, December 22nd, cutting the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%. Investor-owned utilities could be required to pass those savings along to their customers. The South Dakota Public Utilities Commission has set a hearing for December 29th to give state utilities an opportunity to comment. SDPB's Victoria Wicks has more.
Chairwoman Christy Feagin says the PUC set a hearing without the usual 10-day notice because the new federal tax rates take effect immediately and investor-owned utilities see immediate benefits.
Effective January 1st, when that tax cut goes into effect, we are going to ask them to pass all those benefits on to our ratepayers.
Feagin says the PUC had to act fast.
If we decided not to meet until July 1st, well, they would get free income from those benefits from January to July 1st. That's why we had to take effect right away and let them know that those benefits are going right to ratepayers. We just don't know that amount yet.
Feagin says there are six investor-owned companies in South Dakota operating nine utilities. They are Black Hills Power, Mid-America Energy, Montana Dakota Utilities, Northwestern, Otter Tail, and Xcel. She says Intrastate Pipeline, headquartered in Pierre, is also affected. Feagin says Keystone One and Dakota Access Pipelines are interstate and therefore federally regulated as interstate commerce. Phone services are also federally regulated. Internet providers are not currently regulated, but with possible action in courts or Congress on the FCC's lifting of net neutrality protection, that could change. Feagin says the PUC will work separately with regulated utilities in South Dakota to look at their cost of service, capital costs, and other factors. She says consumers in all states could see the same benefits.
I hope public utilities commissions across the nation are doing the same thing South Dakota is.
Feagin says the PUC and utility corporations will probably work on rate adjustments throughout 2018. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.